Welcome to the Quantum News Daily Brief. Here are today's top stories in quantum technology. BTQ Technologies and ICTK have completed the design of their next-generation Xeem Puf security chip. This achievement combines BTQ's Xeem cryptographic accelerator with ICTK's via Puf technology to enable hardware-rooted device authentication and post-quantum cryptographic agility. The platform targets IoT, AI devices, industrial systems, and connected infrastructure requiring long-term security resilience. Backed by a €13.9 million development agreement, test chips are set to ship to customers by year-end. This positions BTQ strongly in Korea's quantum security market and supports global commercialization of quantum secure solutions. Next story, a new quantum low-density parity check, LDPC, code offers promising advancements in quantum error correction. Koki Okada and Kenta Kasai from Institute of Science Tokyo have constructed a rate 2/3 code with parameters, 34,542. 23,032, D less than or equal to 310, using a 3,18 regular 2-branch finite field base and a circulant permutation matrix, CPM, lift. This construction yields a Calderbank Shore Stain, CSS, code with a girth of 8, demonstrating improved structural properties and potential for efficient decoding. Decoder experiments reveal no failures in a substantial number of trials, and finite length frame error rate sweeps suggest a strong performance threshold, signifying a step towards more reliable quantum communication and computation. Next story. Hi everyone, I'm working on an integrated quantum photonics architecture concept and would love to get some peer feedback / brutal review on the core geometry. The main goal is to tackle propagation loss and crosstalk simultaneously without relying on strict periodic / global structures that are highly sensitive to fabrication tolerances. Here is the breakdown of the proposed design, schematic attached, qubit component, atom in cage, utilizing semiconductor quantum dots as nanocages to fix atom / color center states, eliminating zero-point motion and thermal jitter errors. Signal propagation, locally honeycomb photonic crystal waveguide, instead of solid core waveguides, this uses a hollow core photonic crystal design. Next story, this week delivered the kind of concrete progress that separates hype from execution. Keyfactor secured over $1 billion in growth capital while Qiz Security raised $17 million to operationalize post-quantum cryptographic management. The White House summit outlined more than $2.2 billion in coordinated support for fault-tolerant systems by 2028, and ORNL deployed a new 20-qubit IQM quantum computer for hybrid HPC workloads. Hardware, policy, and security all moved forward in the same 7 days. The Post-Quantum Computing Weekly Roundup, week ending July 11, 2026 appeared first on the Qubit Report. Next story, researchers at Friedrich Schiller University, in collaboration with Paderborn University, Fraunhofer Institute for Applied Optics and Precision Engineering IOF, Germany, and Heinz-Nixdorf Institute, have demonstrated a new method for generating photonic Fock states, crucial building blocks for emerging quantum technologies. Benjamin Stott and colleagues present a gradient-based optimization approach to design multipulse protocols tailored for hybrid cavity systems, integrating a nonlinear medium with a two-level system. This research directly addresses the challenges posed by unavoidable physical limitations such as atomic decay and photon loss. That's your Quantum News Daily Brief. Stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.